Well, howdy, everyone. It's good to be here, and I trust that you have been doing well, and you've been doing well abiding in Christ and discovering the wonders of your union with Jesus. It's an amazing reality that you've been grafted into the very life that Jesus lives and the favor he lives with in his relationship with the Father. That you have been grafted into the life that Jesus lives and the favor that he lives under, that he has with the Father. It's amazing to me. So there's just a few things I wanted to do today. Instead of anything, one particular scripture, I just have had some random thoughts in light of just some things the Lord's been speaking to me about. I may have mentioned them the last time we were together. But prophetically, this isn't just for me. It's not just for the people I have particular stewardship over, but I believe this is a word that God's speaking. And the word was, one day, I forget where I was, I just heard the Lord say, you're coming into a time of seeing. And so I just asked the Lord, seeing what? And he said, seeing the kingdom of heaven within you. And that's what Luke 17:21 says, that the kingdom of heaven is within us. And so I've just been pondering that a lot lately and then thinking about some of the things that God's been saying that kind of fit that place, that scripture and that thing that God's doing. And I am seeing some things that's blowing me away. And I believe it's a word for you too, that this is just the season that we're in and that there's a new seeing. If I were to say, how would you like it for your life to be like heaven on earth? How would that be? How would it be for you to say, man, today has been such an amazing day. It's like heaven on earth. Now, what we often mean when we say that, things like that, is that something that we really, really, really enjoy, or some person that we really, really enjoy, we get to spend a day with, you know, that you go on some amazing, you know, bucket dream vacation, see some beautiful things, all that kind of stuff. But we do live in a fallen world. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. What if I could say to you that you can live, your life can be like heaven on earth in the midst of the circumstances and situations of your life not being perfect? In other words, the perfect day not being perfect circumstances and situations, but you could still live like heaven on earth. Jesus told the disciples about himself that he was not of the earth, that he was on the earth, but he wasn't of the earth. And there's a place, actually, I probably have read this before. I'm going to put on these reading glasses so I'm not straining to see. Jesus said this in John chapter 8, verse 23, speaking to some of the Jews, the Pharisees. And he was saying, the language there, he was saying repeatedly, so he's trying to make a point. And he was saying to them, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Now Jesus is saying this as the Son of Man. Jesus is saying this as the incarnate Christ. Though he was God, very God, remember, he laid down his right to live as God and lived as spirit-filled man. So as second Adam, he could show us what the new creation looks like, show us how to live. So Jesus said that he's from above. Well, he tells us in John 3 about being born again. And that word, again, the proper word is actually translated above. You've been born from above. And so in your humanity, because the Holy Spirit has now come to live in you, because of your spiritual new birth, you have been born from above. And Jesus says about us in John 17, that even though we're in the world, he says it twice, we're not of this world either. And so Jesus lived this above life. He says, I am from above. You are from below. You are not from above. You are of this world. I'm not of this world. I think I read this one to you recently from John chapter 3, This is what John says about him. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is from the earth, and he speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all, and what he has seen and heard from heaven, he bears witness. And so, Jesus is from above. Jesus is in the earth, but not of the earth. You and I are born from above. So we have DNA, heaven's DNA in us, because we have Jesus living in us by the Holy Spirit. And so we're in the earth, but not of the earth. And as Jesus lived by faith, by bearing witness of what he saw and heard from heaven's perspective, that's how we're called to live. We're called to live bearing witness of what we see and hear from heaven's perspective. And when that's true about you, he who comes from above is above all. You carry this amazing situation where you're no longer living under circumstances. You carry a unique kind of authority. You're not too tossed to and fro by what happens. This is what it says about Jesus. This is in John chapter 3, verse 12. Speaking of Nicodemus. If I told you earthly things, and you did not believe them, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended from heaven, even the Son of Man. Now, this is what Christ said. This is before the crucifixion, before the resurrection and ascension. And yet, Jesus says about himself, no one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended, speaking of himself, from heaven, even the Son of Man. Jesus said there was a sense in which, though he had descended, he was living an ascended life. He had an ascended mind. Therefore, he could bear witness of what he saw and heard from heaven's perspective. You and I have now been seated in the heavenly places in Christ. As a matter of fact, one of the best ways to describe what it means to be saved is this place from Ephesians chapter 2. Where Jesus, in the first three verses, and I've read these scriptures recently here in this forum. The first three verses describe what it's like to be lost. And then he goes on and says, but God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together in Christ, in union with him, by grace you've been saved, and raised up together and seated us together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so even though you are in the world, you are not of the world. You too can live the above life. You are born from above, and you've been seated in heavenly places in Christ, being raised up with him in union with his resurrection, and ascended with him, seated in heavenly places, as a risen one in him, seated in heavenly places. That's the description of a Christian, someone seated in the heavenly places. Now, let me read you one more scripture, then we'll just stop and yak a little bit. How about that? James chapter 3. And all these are verses I think we have referenced in the last few months. I just wanted to tie some things together a little bit. It's just a word that's been kind of soaking in me big time. In this passage in James, he talks about two kinds of wisdom, and that every person operates from two kinds of wisdom. Christians operate from two kinds of wisdom. They're not supposed to, but they can. And so this is what he says. That was chapter 2, sorry. I could turn the page one more. Chapter 3, who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But you who have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. And Jesus is the truth. If you walk in that kind of stuff, that's not the truth about Jesus. Jesus knew those things, bitter jealousy and selfish ambition. He says, this wisdom is not that which comes down from heaven, from above, but is earthly and soulish and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering and out without hypocrisy. And the fruit is righteousness sown in peace. And so he says here, see, the word wisdom is to think with insight. It's more than just knowledge. It's to think with insight. And so when you live from Christ, when you're living from the inside out, when you're allowing Jesus Christ to live his life through you, and you, in union with him, you're seeing how he sees, and you're thinking how he thinks. You're perceiving every situation the way he does, and feeling about every situation what he does, then you'll be able to surrender to his behavior through you in light of how he thinks, how he sees, how he feels, how he perceives. Now, the way Jesus thinks and the way he perceives always carries insight. It's not just knowledge, because pure knowledge just puffs up. But Jesus walks in wisdom. As a matter of fact, the scripture says he is the wisdom of God to us. Let me read that to you. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. This old Bible is such a gem to me, but the pages don't turn all that fast. For by the Father's doing, that's grace, you are in Christ Jesus in union with him, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and holiness and redemption. Wisdom is a person, not a thing. Because you are in Christ, but by his doing, you are in Christ who became to us wisdom. Wisdom is a who, not a what. And so when the wisdom from above is not something he just deposits in you, it's how Jesus himself thinks through you, how Jesus feels, how he sees, how he perceives everything. And that's the mind of Christ. But understand that the mind of Christ, Jesus, is seated in heavenly places. And you're seated in heavenly places with him. That's an internal consciousness. And yet Jesus is in you and with you as you walk around on this earth, because you're in the world, but you're not of the world. And so this living from the heavenly places, living in that realm, is a consciousness that you carry in your mind and your emotions as you're living in this other realm of reality while you're still moving through the situations and circumstances of life. So you're experiencing heaven on earth because the mind of Christ is a heavenly mind. And therefore, you're thinking, you're seeing, you're perceiving, and thus you're feeling, because your emotions reflect what your mind's set on, is heaven on earth. You're living from heaven's perspective. You're bearing witness of what you see and hear from the wisdom of the mind of Christ, which is a heavenly mind, a heavenly wisdom, which you now have because you are in him, seated in heavenly places. And that when you're in a place seated, therefore it's a place of rest. He talks about the gentleness of wisdom in that place in James 3. Because you live in this place of internal rest. When you're abiding in Christ, you experience his peace that passes understanding. It guards your heart and your mind. You know, Jesus isn't fretting. He's not on the throne worrying. He's not anxious or angry or frustrated or impatient. He's at rest on the inside. And we have entered into that rest according to Hebrews chapter 4. Because we're in Christ, we've entered into his rest. And from that restful place, that seated place, but remember, that seated restful place is a throne. So it's an authority that comes from a resting place. See, I've discovered that as Christians, to try to find peace, we'll either try to rest from a ruling position. In other words, by trying to control everything, we'll try to seek some peace and rest. We'll either try to rest from a ruling position or we'll rule from a resting position. And that's when you're living from the rest of Christ, seated in heavenly places, with the mind of Christ, seeing things from the wisdom of heaven, wisdom that comes from above. And from that place of rest, You're projecting an authority. He who comes from above is above all. It's not an arrogance, but nothing in the world is throwing you. You're walking in heaven on earth, no matter what the world's coming at you with, because Jesus said, in this world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. My peace I give to you, he said in that same scripture. Let me just read it to you one more time, and then we'll stop for the day. John 16, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. The overcomer lives in me. I've entered into his rest and his peace. And I am seated in heavenly places, which is the place of rest and authority. And from that place, he who comes from above is above all. You know, you're not under the circumstances. You're walking over them. Heaven on earth. Because you're living from the wisdom of heaven. Because you are seated in heavenly places in Christ. And that's a reality that you know in your inner man, though you're squarely engaged in the nitty-gritty details that make up the blood and guts of your daily life. Okay. Well, I hope that's an encouraging word for you. I just encourage you to hear that prophetic word that God wants you to see. He wants it to teach you how to see what it means for the kingdom of heaven to be within you, and then live from that reality every day. Okay, love you so much. I will be here again. And so I look forward to our hanging together in the Word and discovering some more about the unsearchable riches of Christ. That's so cool to me, because every time I find something new about the riches of Christ, this life that I'm in with Him, if it's true that I've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, everyone. And so every time I get new insight into this Christ life, I'm discovering more about the blessings that are mine in Him. They're His blessings that are mine. And there's this like fresh breakthrough. And there's just greater freedom. It's just amazing. And so I pray that you are enjoying this amazing journey of discovering the wonders of the unsearchable riches that are yours in union with Jesus, seated with Him, in Him, in the heavenly places, as you're living every day on earth. God bless you.